Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Sans Pants Radio,
Australia's most family-friendly podcast network.
BigSoftTitty.png.
I wouldn't want a dog, I think, because when they get horny, the horny bit touches everything and they don't care.
Yeah. It seems
Ange,
like
is that how you wanted to start this podcast?
Let's go ahead and keep going anyway.
Okay.
Okay. Let's take the seed of the idea, which is dog, and maybe talk about dogs as a whole.
Yeah.
Now, the hole of the dog, that's where the horny bit of it goes in.
That's the horny bit of it goes in. Sometimes
right
the hole
then.
Is... No, because sometimes the hole is horny as well.
Yeah, you're right.
See?
But both of those things, whatever goes in the hole and the hole itself, it touches everything and the dog don't care.
Okay, we need to stop or I'm going to have a minute alone.
A what?
A minute alone.
I'm going to need at least 30 seconds by myself plus... 25 for cleanup.
Yeah.
And then 5 to put my face together.
Yeah. Well, I can't let you see me how I am.
No.
Sleep in my face cream, scrape it off in the morning before you wake up.
Oh, boy. Imagine. I've got like 2 sets of moisturizer and I don't think I've used them in maybe a year.
Yeah, you old prune.
Yeah, I look like shit and I deserve to.
Yeah.
But also, who can be bothered to do one thing before they go to sleep at night that
not
isn't
me.
The already one thing that they're doing?
Actually, I do have to do it, otherwise my skin starts like falling off. So
yeah, you have like a skin routine.
It's not a routine. It's just I'm like, oh man, my face hurts so much.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to put a bunch of stuff on it.
We haven't talked really about how bad your skin is.
Yeah, man, let's do that.
No, just in that it's like badly... put together in that you will go to the beach and your face will start stinging.
Mm-hmm.
And
the people start singing. Look at that ugly girl.
Who is that over there? No, not the pretty one. The one with the bad hair. You've got bad hair
I've
too.
Got bad hair as well, yeah.
No charisma.
It's a wonderful summer's day. Oh, yuck, a girl!
Oh, yuck. God
damn. It's a musical about how ugly I am. Got you, though, didn't I?
You got
hey,
me.
Is that
you
a,
got me.
Hey, is that a gun in your pocket or are you horny to shoot me?
Hey, is that a gun in your pocket or are you... Wait.
Is that a gun in your pocket?
Is that a gun in your pocket? You have to tell me if it is. Are you a cop?
Are you a cop or is that a gun in your pocket?
Are you a cop or do you want to fuck me?
Are you a cop or are you thinking of your wife?
Is that a gun in your pocket or am I going to be shot with a knife?
Is your wife the wife of a cop or do you have a horny gun in your pocket?
Am I a gun in your pocket?
Am I a gun in your pocket?
Am I a gun in your pocket? You have to tell me, are you a cop? This is...
Are you horny or do you have a gun?
Yeah. Hey, do you want to fuck me or are you a gun owner? Do you have a concealed carry permit for that gun or penis? And either way, I won't be mad. Please fuck me.
I'll suck whatever's in that
Please
pocket.
Please let me suck your gun.
Let me suck your gun or the other thing.
Or the other thing.
The horny getter.
Either way, dude, I've got a real free moment in my schedule right now. But please let me suck your gun.
You shouldn't keep a gun in your pocket, dude.
No.
Is that a dick in your holster or are you horny to fuck me?
Oh, fuck, getting mugged, completely misinterpreting the veiled threat of the gun poking through the jacket.
Yeah.
Whoa, how'd that get up there? Is that a dick in your jacket pocket or are you going to shoot me and leave me dead? Be honest.
Yeah.
I think if I was mugged, obviously I'm being confronted on the street alone.
Yeah.
But I think I'd be able to get the upper hand pretty quickly by bursting into tears.
Yeah. I think so too.
Right?
Oh no, I've already had a really bad day.
Yeah. What's wrong? Like the mugger moving to comfort me, like when someone else's baby starts crying.
Yeah.
Like, I guess it's hungry or not. Yeah. I don't know.
And they're like quickly throwing the gun to the side to be like, no, you're the most important thing to me right now is the mugger.
Yeah.
Don't worry about that, okay? Don't worry about that.
Hey, I need you to breathe. I need you to breathe.
Breathe. No, breathe with me. Look, I'm doing it too. All right, that's good. Patting you on the back.
Yeah. Oh, boy, that'd be nice.
Yeah.
Hey, can I have that gun?
All right, just for a minute.
Okay, good.
Whoa, did your hand just get really horny?
Two people who don't understand gun at all.
Yeah.
Damn. Making my way out, seeing a battleship and be like, whoa, that yacht is horny as fuck. Is that thing covered in guns or is it just happy to see me?
Yeah.
Oh my God, my brain falling apart.
No, brain falling together, so good.
M1 Abrams,
is that a gun in your pocket or is this a gun in my pocket? Is there a gun in my pocket or am I horny?
Oh my God. I guess it's kind of like Schrodinger's hard-on.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it is both a boner and a gun, and yeah, neither while it's still in the pocket.
And I'm allowed to be that delectable mix of emotions, which is scared and horny.
Yeah.
Like there's a vampire lady.
Vampire lady, yeah.
Yeah.
I was thinking the other day, just as I was falling asleep, I just went, ha-ha, because I was thinking about getting bit by a vampire and his tooth hitting a bone in my neck and him tearing up. And me going, whoa, ha ha ha, hey, like when a kid falls down and him smiling at me.
That's nice.
Okay, try again.
Their aim has to be pretty good, right?
Mm-mm.
Oh, no, it's pretty meaty up there. You'd be hard-pressed
to
hit
spine. Well, I don't know.
There's
some bones. But yeah, there's also some hard bits of
they're pretty far in, I feel like.
The bones are.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of just that one bit with where your back is. But there's also there's the stringy bits that must be hard to bite through.
Yeah, you'd be kind of like, ugh.
Yeah.
Blech.
Ugh.
Ugh. Yeah.
Is that a bat in your pocket?
Oh, my God. It must be nice. I guess a good way to shield yourself from a vampire is just to wear like a aluminium foil collar.
Why?
Because when you bite into that, it makes you like, ah.
I guess so. Yeah, no, that's a good. Yeah, it did just hurt my ears then thinking about it.
It feels really bad to imagine.
Ah.
What about, you know, just covering yourself in some hot sauce? Or, hey, this is something that people don't think about. Ask the vampire not to.
Has anyone tried that?
I don't think that's something they do in Dracula.
I think I would wear a door and be like...
That is smart.
I'm my own house. I am my home.
Mm.
Well, then can I come in? No.
Dracula must have such a hard time versing someone who lives in a caravan.
Because they can drive away and yeah, he's running to catch up. And
he's
like,
running to catch up and even if he catches them.
I wanted to ask, can they come in?
Can I come in? Dracula appearing in your rear view. Well, he wouldn't even appear in the rear view mirror.
He wouldn't. How do you even know he's there unless you look out the windows?
Shit. But if you're being chased by Dracula, there's no way for you to check how good you're doing. Did Dracula show up on like... Okay, so Dracula
I don't think
would
he shows
show
up on
up,
video.
He would show up on like a webcam, but he might show up on a...
No, he wouldn't.
Well, he wouldn't show up in a webcam, but he might show up in a mirrorless camera, right?
What do you
like
mean?
Like a DSLR, because they're mirrorless.
I don't know, but I don't think he can get caught on camera.
Why?
Because.
You are so unreasonable.
He learnt from Bigfoot.
No.
Yes.
No.
Bigfoot's real, though.
Bigfoot is real. And when you picture Bigfoot, I feel like the thing that I picture is just a lone Bigfoot in the wilderness, kind of. Just having a peaceful time that I would wish on myself.
I think of Bigfoot as kind of sort of a guyish sort of beast. That's guyish.
Yeah.
And like he walks around and mostly just does stuff normal, has like a little bit of a fancy walk that he does that kind of looks like he's strutting. But then every now and then he finds the perfect pile of leaves and he rolls in it like when a dog sees a dead bird, they really have to get their body all over.
Yeah. What if Bigfoot had like the sentience of a person, but he just spent his whole time walking around the forest just being like, bird much?
Yeah, tree, I guess.
Yeah, because he's been super old, so he's over this, he's kind of jaded at this point.
Yeah.
Still got a heart of gold.
Yeah.
But every time he sees a sapling, he's like, ugh, this again.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, you just don't get it.
Spring is here, a new batch of noobs coming into the forest. Teep, 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 teep.
Ugh, great.
Heard that song before.
Bigfoot treating saplings like millennials.
Yeah. Oh my God, these freaking new trees just don't want to work. They want all the sunlight handed down to them.
Oh my God, get over it. Yeah. Take it, and they're taking all of the leaves that turn into compost from their elders.
Aww.
That's what they're using. They're so privileged. They don't even understand. They didn't earn those leaves.
I would love to watch a Bigfoot documentary, but I feel like they're so hard to find one that isn't like made on a budget with questionable aims. Like, yeah. I feel like they're made to exploit the Bigfoot-seeking public rather than an effort to embrace them. And part of that is because the people who look for Bigfoot, they're not great at editing.
No.
If you read the story of someone who has set out to look for Bigfoot, you will, it starts with them like having a breakfast of two eggs and two slabs of bacon.
Yes.
And then driving, and then deciding to drive out into the forest 2 days from now.
The other problem is that when they do get someone in to film them looking for Bigfoot,
yeah,
you watch them fall apart as if they are someone who's just realizing the story they're telling is boring and fill it with a bunch of lies.
Yes, you're right. The person at the party who's losing control of the circle and watching people like, the second a phone comes out and you see the Bigfoot person decide, and there was this like loud crack and I felt this presence.
Yeah, 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 yeah. And then they lay out their Bigfoot traps or blow their Bigfoot trumpet and they're like, do you hear that? And it's just the echo of what they did. But they were like, Bigfoot.
That's Bigfoot.
That's a Bigfoot.
Yeah, he learns to actually mimic a lot of the sounds of native wildlife.
Like a lyrebird. Mm.
I love Bigfoot. I think I've talked about this before on the podcast, but I have a great affection for Bigfoot and the people who find like solace in believing in him or searching for him, because I think it's the most positive of all the conspiracy theories.
I think he has a big shiny hiney.
Yeah, like a baboon.
Yeah, I don't think there's much hair there because either it's been like rubbed off or that's just like how the baldness of the ass works on the Bigfoot.
Maybe he was born hairy and then he just rubbed his hiney against a rock until now it's shiny and baby butt smooth.
Yeah, I think that's why. Rubbed his hiney against whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And you think just the peaks are shiny, and do you think it kind of does a gradient into the body hair of the Bigfoot, or do you think it has a pretty neat line of where it stops?
I think, oh man, I want it to just be like a fucking circle.
Yeah.
A perfect circle mask. Like it goes from skin to full Bigfoot hair.
Yes.
Yeah, just around the hiney.
Yeah. I think that's right.
And I think we're right in choosing the word hiney. I think he doesn't
have
a
hiney.
Yeah. He doesn't have an ass. He has like the sexless hiney of a cartoon character.
Yeah, I think his hiney is like smaller than his body proportions would make you think from the front.
He's got gorilla butt.
No, because gorilla butts are huge. I think it's smaller, actually.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, because gorilla butt is like huge and meaty and you're like, oh my God. Ah!
Bigfoot's musculature, and the reason he does that funky walk is because actually when he walks, only the power is only coming from his quads, leaving his glutes completely unused. So he just has this like kind of pert but shriveled up little tuchus.
And I think he also kind of swings his arms like the Beastie Boys when he walks.
Well, and that was also like another way to power yourself through, you know? That's another reason the glutes are never contracting.
Never ever.
Yeah.
Tiny, hiney. Shiny, shiny, hiney.
Unused hiney, as soft as an office worker's hands. Soft as a prince's palm, my friend. Not has seen a contraction the whole of his long, long life.
He's got a tiny, shiny hiney.
Tiny, shiny hiney. And that's what people see when they're
tiny,
like,
tiny, shiny hiney, cry me.
Oh, no.
He didn't know, Tom.
No, that's good, Bigfoot. Oh.
Good. Me, good. He's tiny. Realizing he has a good heart. He didn't know before.
Oh.
We told him, though.
Hi, me. He's looking in. looking in a little puddle of water. But yeah, it would be hard to get an understanding of what your butt looks like as a creature that just is alone out in the wilderness. Can't ask for opinions from people. Rarely would you find a pond with a pond directly opposite it, so you could kind of look into your... You know,
yeah, because you need a pond and then you need a pond above the pond because ponds don't go sideways. So you need one pond down, you need one pond up.
That's how you can tell that there's like a pervert swan around. When they've got it set up so they can watch themselves fucking on the pond above
them.
If
you see a wet satin bed sheet floating in the pond, that's when you know.
Some kind of luxury frog is about.
There's some weird swan gigolo swimming about these parts.
Stupid.
Yep.
Oh man, I love Bigfoot. I've so much time for
it. We all love Bigfoot.
Okay.
What kind of pants are Bigfoot's favorite to wear if he had pants? On occasions where he's like, yeah, now I've got pants. I reckon I know.
Okay, I'm interested. I would love for you to go first.
Capri jeans.
Oh, okay. I was thinking kind of like a denim cutoff.
You think a denim cutoff? We're in the same ballpark.
Yeah, I don't think you'd be like an athleisure kind of guy. I think you would be something denim, something hard wearing.
Yeah. Mm. And probably like, you know, like bootleg or like dad cut jeans because the hiney's doing nothing for him and he needs a belt.
Maybe like flares. He's been around a while.
Flares is nice.
No, I think it would be like, in my head, it's Bigfoot at that exact same photo that we all know and love. But then just a pair of Daisy Dukes.
Yeah. No, yeah, that's right.
Mm.
Or? Just a tasteful sundress. Bigfoot!
Bigfoot!
Oh.
Bigfoot's in his hoe era. Looking to get fucked in that sundress with no panties underneath.
Oh my God, Thotty with the body. Who's that over there?
Oh, the Thootie with the foodie.
The foodie with big foodie.
Bigfoot's wandering around the forest looking to get his thing on.
Oh, my God. And you know the pussy popping with feet that big.
Oh. Yeah.
I wonder whether Bigfoot would have a tight pussy. What do you think?
Yeah.
You think?
I think when you're out there in the forest and you don't have like TV or phone, you'd be doing Kegels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He'd be almost keeping his constantly.
Almost constantly.
Yeah, I think that thing is pursed. It's not only tight, it's pursed.
Honestly, it's tight to a problematic degree.
Yeah. It's pushing on itself.
If Bigfoot flexes, whatever you put in there, it ain't coming out.
No.
Congratulations. Yep. You're getting back like a crushed Coke can equivalent of whatever you put in.
I use it to corrugate my cardboard for packing material.
Yeah,
I use Bigfoot's pussy for.
If you put 1D into Bigfoot's pussy, you're getting 2D out.
Wait, what? What does that mean?
You're getting a 2DD.
What?
You're getting a flat dick. A two-dimensional penis.
But you said if you put 1D in.
Yeah, if you put 1D.
Did you mean
3D? Dick, no, if you put 1 dick in.
You get a flat dick. Right, okay. Imagine Bigfoot slowly approaching you with his tight pussy like the Austin Powers steamroller scene. You're going, no, with your normal dick.
I love the idea of Bigfoot walking around in that sundress.
Yeah.
Like a yellow funny one.
Do you think he would sort of change the way that he walks to like suit the outfit?
I think he would be using his big hands to like swish the sides of it a bit.
Oh, do you think he'd like gather it on one side? Okay, yeah. He's got a basket over one arm.
Yeah.
Yes. And
yeah,
then he's sort of gathering his skirts on the other side.
Oh, yeah. We got a farmer's market thought. Absolutely. On our hands here.
Does he have a hat on?
Yeah. I was thinking the big wicker hat.
The big wicker. Yes.
Yeah.
Are there flowers on it? Or no, there's not. You know what it is? There's a band on it, and when he finds a particularly nice flower on his walk, he'll put it in there.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's so nice.
Yeah. And is he married?
He was.
Oh. What happened?
When he was young. But they just drifted apart.
He's too free.
Yeah. Blair, but I still think about him sometimes.
Yeah, and I still think about him. That's what Bigfoot sounds like.
Wow, that's really helpful for your voice acting reel.
Yeah.
Just sending in your fucking Universal Monsters voice acting reel and be like, hi.
Hello, I'm Bigfoot.
Okay, and now we'll get you to read for the Monster from the Black Lagoon.
Okay. Hi, Black Lagoon Monster here, Drippy Drip.
That's great. And now we have, this is kind of a new property, so feel free to put your own spin on this, but we're looking for something that really gets across the concept of the blob.
Immediate Jamaican accent.
We'll take a break here. Thanks so much for listening to Big Soft Hidden PNG. We'll see you after the break for more.
Bye. Do you understand what wood is?
Not really. I think if I look at a seed and then I think the seed makes more of itself,
yeah,
that makes sense to me.
Well,
but honestly, I don't. To me, and I know wood is alive, but it feels like wood, because our skin is more alive than wood.
Oh.
Right?
But wood doesn't stay alive, right? No.
What?
Wood doesn't stay alive. Don't make a table go, get bigger.
No, a table is dead wood.
But you're
once
saying,
you chop down a tree, it becomes dead wood.
Right, but you said that wood is alive.
So I think after you chop down a tree or something, that basically means the wood starves to death.
The wood gets hungry and gets really hard. Right?
Yeah.
So that's a skeleton of a tree?
Dang, sounds like me around lunchtime.
What? What?
The second old hungry time rolls around, you know I'm getting horngry. Popping a boner right as I pop out for a sandwich.
Oh, well, once you pop, you can't stop, right?
Yeah. Being erect.
Once you get erect once.
That's the thing they don't tell you when you first start having erections, is that they stick around for way too long.
Way too long.
And they're too big.
Yes.
I had stuff to do today. I can't be freaking walking into doors while I'm still in the hallway. You catch my drift? Picking up what I'm putting down?
Yes.
I'm not close enough to pull the handle on this thing I'm bumping up against it.
I'm shaking. I'm so scared.
With my thing, my big hard prick.
Yep.
Totally.
It's an issue.
Yeah.
What worries me too.
Trying to flick on a light switch. I'm just like,
can't reach. Fingertips. Yeah. You're bending forward as well over the thing.
Yeah.
Eventually I come up. I just go click, push the dick down. Eyes turn off.
Oh, why don't I use my dick to touch the light switch? Of course.
Well, yeah, I guess you could, but then the dick's going to turn off too.
Man, so a podcast I listened to got an ad for, they like get sponsorship ads, so they do ad reads. The two things they've got ads for are like male pube groomers, and now they're getting ads for like specifically penis numbing cream so you can last longer in bed.
Oh.
That really made me laugh. They could have just been like, well, now to slather on my don't enjoy this cream.
I'm putting on my penis numbing cream so I can get it pierced.
Yeah. Please. Hey, as soon as this goes on, you can do whatever you want to me, baby.
Yeah.
Shink.
Oh, no.
Doing the thing where it stays in the sheath pretty much.
Yeah, I'm going to have that sashimi dick.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
Little
now I've put my penis
dick.
Numbing cream on. Yeah. I can't wait for my girlfriend to, for me and my girlfriend to run past each other and then for my dick to stand completely still for a second.
And slide apart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we were talking about wood.
Yeah.
What? Okay. I don't know much about wood. I don't know much about trees either. I don't know much about ding dang anything, Demi. Mm-hmm. Mm. You've obviously worked with wood before.
Let me tell you, they were a riot on
they're
set.
They're so funny.
They're so funny. And most of it's actually improv, you know?
Yeah, totally.
It got to the point where we ended up just not writing any lines for them.
Wow. Big honestly. Professional as well, I hear.
Really professional, but like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Like when it came down to it, it was like, man, this is just a great experience for everyone. So polite to the crew, like amazing with the extras, always making everybody laugh.
So
just think,
often,
where do you get the energy?
Yeah, so often when you get on set, you're like, oh, I hope this, I'm working with wood. They've been in like so many movies.
So many movies.
They were in
been
that Revenant.
Were they in Revenant?
There Will Be Blood.
I don't
there
know
was
whether
wood.
They were in Revenant. Revenant.
There was wood.
No.
Wood was in Revenant. Ooh. If you look behind the bear.
Yes. Okay, thank you. Yes. Mm. Yeah, no, I do remember now. But only eagle-eyed viewers will have seen it.
Eagle-eyed viewers will spot a reference to Wood's previous work in Revenant, where they also stand stock still in a number of other pictures, including the Blair Witch Project.
Wood actually got one of their very first roles in Seinfeld.
Oh.
Did you know?
No.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
A few Easter eggs in there as well.
I love Easter eggs.
Me too.
That's so crazy that the term for little interesting thing you find, and this is pretty much accepted, is Easter egg.
Why is that interesting?
Because an Easter egg is like, it's so... I didn't know that you were supposed to look for those. I thought you were presented with
the egg. Bad childhood alert.
I thought that you were presented with the egg and you didn't have to work for it. Anyway, I did go to private school.
I thought you were presented with the egg on a satin pillow.
Yeah.
While lying on your chaise lounge and batting away the servant that's brought it to you saying, fool, fool, I'm on a diet.
That's so interesting.
So you would have called it a diet because you're so fancy.
You guys actually hunted for the eggs and you didn't have a servant to peel the egg before you popped it in your mouth?
Oh, man. Well, my childhood was so rough. When I hunted for the egg, I hunted for the egg. I had a bow and arrow. I had a Bowie knife.
Right.
Yep.
You had to take out the other kids in the neighborhood before they got to it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
A bow and arrow, Bowie knife, heaps of other stuff that started with bow.
Just taking my kid to blindfolding my kid, taking him next door and being like, all right, time to start the Easter hunt egg. But you have to be really quiet.
Really
and if
quiet.
Anyone sees you, we're going to play a game of run.
A game of run.
We're going to play a game of run. The rule is as fast as you can.
I'll catch you.
Yeah. Do you have a segment for us, Demi?
I certainly do, Tom. Now... all right, now let me. Now here's a segue. All right, Tom, you're a man of the world.
Tom, you're stupid, ugly piece of
Tom,
shit.
Tom, you got skin that makes me think I'm walking around Afghanistan. So many holes in it, pores so big.
Is Afghanistan famously?
I think so, because I think the Americans have been bombing it.
Right.
So.
Okay.
So Tom. Your pores are huge and everybody hates you. Tom, you got one. Tom, you got a dip. Tom,
pockmarked surface of Afghanistan is your skin, Tom.
Tom.
Yeah.
Tom, you got one of those yucky tongues that when you do soy face, everyone goes, ew, don't you scrape your tongue, right?
Oh, man.
Tom, you got a big nose. Big, bent, yucky nose.
Get to the fucking segue.
Here's crab news.
That's it?
Now I got you some news, crab news. Pick up some fresh crab news. Jeez Louise, whose freaking crabs are these? Crabs, they're crabs. We both think that they're fab. News, crab news. This segment is called Crab News.
All right, what crab news do you have for me?
All right, so, Tom, a London supermarket has received criticism after selling live crabs wrapped in cling film.
No!
Yeah.
No!
Korea Foods in New Malden, Surrey, reportedly imports the live crabs, then wraps them in cling film before placing them in the fridges for sale.
Oh, Lord.
According to the area's Your Local Guardian. According to reports, the crabs can be seen visibly moving. Some customers reported the practice to the council and criticized the supermarket on social media.
Here's the thing. I immediately have like a negative aspect to that. But to be honest, I don't know if that's bad or not. Like, surely everything we're doing to the crab is bad.
Well, everything you do to the crab is bad. But also, like, I think this is more of a human thing. Like, oh, that's unnerving that they're moving. But you're going there to buy live crabs.
Well, are you?
Yes.
Because to me,
yes,
I would be walking into this place and just opening the freezer looking for ice cream, and then I'd see a still moving crab and be like, something's awry.
No, they're
something's amiss.
They're intended to be live crabs. They're intended to be sold as live crabs. So, this is what I'm saying.
But I'm saying, are they walking up to the live crab aisle?
Yes.
They don't have a live crab aisle.
Yes, they do, Tom. It's where they all get married.
No.
Yes. They walk down the live crab aisle and they're like, well, I'm a live crab. So I might as well.
Do you walk down an aisle at a wedding?
When you get married, you would. Yeah, she comes down the aisle. Here comes the bride. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to walk my daughter down the aisle at her wedding, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so keep up. Thank you.
Yeah, no, sorry. I was just like, I feel like the only things that happen in aisles are you either get spills or married.
Well, then why didn't the second one where you said married tie into when I said that crabs can get married in aisles?
I was in supermarket mode. I was in store mode. Oh, no.
I'm sorry I didn't get your joke. I was thinking about it.
Here's the problem. I'm really stupid.
I hope I die. Yeah, we'll do. Korea Foods addressed the criticism on Facebook, saying they are not offering the sale of live crabs until this issue is resolved.
It'd be pretty hard to walk down the aisle for a crab wedding, though, right?
Sideways, I mean, you'd just be looking at
the audience the whole time.
And then do you switch halfway and look at your other relatives or what?
Yeah. Are you looking at your daughter as you walk her down the aisle? Or are you just like, well, I guess I'll face the other way and hope she gets to the end.
When you take a photo of a crab and the crab is like, make sure you get my good side. Is it the one with the big hand or the little hand?
It's got to be big hand, right?
Got to be big hand. Looks so strong.
Although, actually, if you take it with the little hand facing towards you, if you do enough of a perspective trick, you could probably get it looking like they have two regular sized hands.
Yeah, that's true. Right? How far away from your body do you think you'd have to get the big hand?
Hey, can you just put that? I'm going to need you to do the classic comedian on poster look of touching the back of your crab head.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. You know how every time you go down to Melbourne for the comedy festival, there's all those posters of guys with their hand behind their eye stalks? crab stuff. I'm so lost. I'm so lost and it's getting dark, Demi. I'm taking too many turns.
I wonder if you're one of the crabs with one big hand and one little hand. Have you seen the videos of crabs pulling their own arms off?
Woo!
Excuse me?
What?
Yeah, sometimes crabs get like an injured arm, so they'll pull it off with the other arm.
Yeah.
Just be kind of walking along and they'll go, and they pull off the injured arm.
Whoa.
So I'm wondering whether it's more of a big deal for them and a hassle when they're using the big arm to pull off the small arm, or I would say you'd want to keep the big arm, right?
I would say that, yeah, the big arm seems like it's capable of more stuff.
Yeah.
But hey, what do I know? Maybe it, you know, can't unlock doors or whatever.
The supermarket said Korea Foods recognizes the concerns raised in the media recently relating to the sale of live crabs. We have already taken action as recommended by our local council and have already contacted the RSPCA to discuss how we might further improve our practices, which we will then implement as soon as is feasible. Mm. Okay. I have the perfect solution.
Yeah.
When the crabs arrive.
Yes.
Don't wrap them in glad wrap. Don't. Do something else.
Okay.
Put them.
Well, actually, this is much easier than what we were doing.
Yeah, you see, right?
So we're, now
you
we're
don't
just
even
have
to touch the crab. You just, or put, you know, put them in a box.
Writhing bucket of crabs.
And it's bad for the environment. You know, hey, if you, once that cling film like goes to landfill, it could go in the sea and hurt a crab. Oh.
Actually.
It could hurt the. See, that's so interesting because in the last crab news, paywalled, by the way, the crabs were full of plastic. And in this crab news, the plastic is full of crabs.
Maybe the worst plug in podcasting history. To hear the first installment of crab news, we're going to need $10 a month.
A spokesperson for the supermarket previously defended the selling of live crabs, saying, quote, some English people might be sensitive, end quote.
Oh, you guys need a safe space.
Oh, you need a safe space? And they're approaching you with the glad wrap outstretched?
Does this offend you? Yeah. Oh, what? Does this offend you? Me wrapping the crab?
Yeah, it does.
I guess it does.
Kind of looks like inhumane and like kind of mean to the crab.
Yeah. Well, you're going to hate what happens next.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
We fuck the crabs. Is that it?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay.
But no, I'm like, they're going to kill the crab.
Yeah.
But
I think it's still bad to wrap them in plastic before they get killed.
It's still bad to wrap them in plastic. All of it's bad. I guess my thing is like, I don't know where to start stopping it.
Before you wrap them in glad wrap.
Yeah, but then you're like, okay, much better. we're still doing some pretty bad stuff, huh?
Yeah.
Like, at that point, you're like, okay, so after we get all the crabs given to us and we're not going to keep them alive in the fridge.
Yeah.
Instead, we're going to kill all the crabs and then we're just going to have their dead bodies.
It's interesting you say that because here is a quote. A spokesperson for the RSPCA told The Independent, although the Animal Welfare Act 2006 does not apply to lobsters or crabs, the RSPCA is still opposed to the use of cruel methods for catching, selling and killing crabs and lobsters for food. Crustacea are not social animals and need their own space.
Oh my God.
The RSPCA recommendation to the public is not to buy live lobsters and crabs, but to purchase them pre-killed.
So the problem here is that more than the wrapping the crabs up in plastic, it's that we're making them hang out with each other.
Yes, that's the problem.
Now the crab is becoming more relatable to me.
Like the plastic is like a party that you didn't even want to go to in the first place.
Yeah, and you can't leave also. No. Oh my God, hell is other crab pool.
Oh.
I can't hang out with these guys for a second longer. Yeah, and they're all just feeling that.
Yeah,
good
basically.
Lord.
Weird though for the RSPCA to be like, just kill them and then eat them.
Well, we need you guys to kill these way sooner.
Did you ever see that picture, that really controversial picture of Audrey Hepburn walking down a luxe carpet and wearing a beautiful crab coat?
I believe that right up until the last word.
Yeah, I could see it too, and it felt really good to trick you. Deception can be a lot of fun.
I thought you were going to end with just Audrey Hepburn walking around holding a lobster. Genuinely, I thought that she might live like... Here's where my brain went in terms of like lobster fashion controversies. I reckon you could drill a hole in like its carapace at some point, at a non-essential point, thread a necklace thing through there or like a clutch.
And which do you think is the least essential part of the carapace of the crab?
Like the top of it.
The top.
Yeah.
The top of it.
I think if you add like, I think there's a point at the very top of the crab where you can probably just like bore a small hole through it. And not hit anything. Okay.
You could do that.
You're saying I'm so boring that I could talk a hole in a crab shell.
You're so boring you could talk a hole in a crab, buddy.
Sounds like something they would have said in Bernie. That's got some real down-home southern charm.
Yeah,
to
it does.
Man, this man was so boring, he could talk a hole straight through a crab.
What? What are you talking about? That's what I would do.
I was screaming at our TV.
Yeah. I go to the South and I'm like, what are you all saying?
Damn, they're walking around with poetry just loaded up in the back of their mouths,
just
I swear to God.
Lolling around on their tongue is the most beautiful sentence you've ever heard and you don't even know it until you approach them.
So good.
And it also a bunch of homophobia as far as I can tell.
So much homophobia and racism. But sometimes they'll just be describing someone they work with and they'll say something like, God damn.
Holy shit.
Have you heard that before? Or are you the smartest person I've ever met?
Yeah.
And also, who'd you hear it from? Because when you describe someone as like being, I don't know, as strange as a three-antlered steer or something, I'm like, oh. I guess that would be crazy.
Oh yeah, she pert near had more hair than a peach in a mausoleum. What?
Huh?
What?
Huh?
What?
Damn, he had a good life, but I tell you what, he was lonelier than a vampire in a hall of mirrors.
That's nice. That's really good. I mean it.
It's fun to say.
Yeah.
It's just fun to be.
Yeah.
Like, it's fun to be a guy with hands in his pockets talking about people
yeah.
in a southern movie. Rocking back and forth lightly.
Yeah.
Yeah. The reason for this is we watched Bernie last night, the Jack Black movie.
It's really good. I had seen it before, but I wanted Tom to watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. More off-putting than a flamingo on two legs.
Yeah, that's what we're just thinking of stuff, aren't we now? Yeah.
Just the whole time. Dang.
Yeah, more light bulbs than a hydra with an idea.
Wait, so that's talking about a guy who has a lot of light bulbs?
Yes. He has a lot. It's just a guy that had a lot of light bulbs. And you ask a guy, hey, what was that guy like? And he's like, yeah, I'll tell you one thing I remember about him.
Around here, we call him Johnny Lightbulbs, of course. On account of the bulbs. Boy, oh boy, more bulbs than a tulip farmer, that man over there. What was the scandal? He turned them on and just turned on all the light bulbs at once and just blew the entire town circuit.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was it, I think.
He had more light bulbs than a hydra with an idea.
Yes. It's good. Shut up.
It's great.
Yeah, I know.
It's great. Can't wait for you. Can't wait for us to move there. Rats fleeing onto a sinking ship.
Yeah.
And just start talking the lingo.
This is bad.
I swear to God, she had a mouth on her like a dog pussy got stung by a bee.
Oh, yes. It has to be a dog pussy. It has to be dog. I don't see them much.
Let's get off this topic. Back to crab.
All right. No, and it's done. That's crab news. Anyway, that got me in a rabbit hole of just looking up whether, like, fish and crabs feel pain, and everybody is so mad about it all the time, and there are scientists on the exact opposite sides of the debate, and they're both saying, listen, I'm a scientist, and I'm right. And I'm like, yeah, but that scientist told me he was right as well.
God damn it.
Fucked.
But, yeah, because that feels like, I mean, it feels like maybe the people who are right are the ones who want you to stop buying stuff.
Yeah, I think
as always, like... The people who are like, no, it's fine. Keep doing what you're doing. Mm. I'm like, sounds like you have big wet pockets from fish paying you money.
Yeah, sounds like suicide fish are giving you money.
Sounds like big fish got to you before I could, pal. And then the people who are like, well, we got to make some changes.
Yeah.
Unless they're pushing some sort of fake fish meat. Fake fish meat.
Man, why would you make fake fish meat? Ugh.
I feel like it's going to, I don't know.
Yuck.
Yuck.
Make it taste bad.
One of the worst restaurants I ever went to was one I went to after receiving a glowing recommendation from someone. And it was a place I would never go to unless I got like a glowing recommendation. Like, I'm not kidding. It was one of the most positive recommendations I've ever gotten for anything. So the place that I'm referencing is... since closed, I believe, a vegan sushi place in Newtown.
That sounds awful.
It was so bad. It was like dry brown. I was like, okay, cool. I'll just get the sample or whatever you guys think is best. They give it to me. It's vegan sushi. So like vegetarian sushi I kind of get, but literally they had like one avocado roll, which I think is the best thing you can get that's vegetarian in sushi.
Okay, not
and
me.
And then, well... The other things was just rice and cucumber. And then there was like rice and like shaved carrot inside it. And it was absolutely flavorless. They didn't have like any fake mayo on it or anything. It was just dry rice balled up with seaweed.
It was
and
dry?
They charged sushi prices.
That's really fucked up.
It was so crazy.
That's so stupid.
Yeah. I still think about it every now and again about how like... And they were constantly posting about how much they loved going to this place.
That's so stupid. Who was it? Tell me now on air.
No.
Huh. All right, do an impression of them.
No.
My name's Michael Hing.
Okay, no, it wasn't Hing.
No.
Hing only Hing eats likes the best things. But yeah, it was very strange.
Our little prince.
Oh, our little guy. And hey, isn't he doing well with the debut of Celebrity Letters and Numbers? Which has come out on SBS now, and you can watch it on Not iView, SBS On Demand. I just want to plug his fucking thing.
We love Hing.
We love Hing.
We love Hing.
But thank you so much for the crab news, Demi.
You're welcome.
I am so scared of crabs. I just had a thought in
my
head.
Man, they're
of
just.
Like,
imagine if a robber crab came through the door right now.
I'd move. I'd move house.
With a balaclava on.
Oh! One crab holding a big sack with a dollar sign on it.
If a crab wore a balaclava, would it do it like this?
Okay.
Right, and it's like classic crab style, but the two stalks are coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Or like this, and it's just like the balaclava is a sack and I've got the crab in there.
Oh, right. I was thinking that maybe the other one would be the holes are on the eye stalks, but then it extends all the way down to the top of its head.
The balaclava does.
Yeah.
No, so the first
one.
So
you hide the stalks.
So you hide the stalks as well. So, all right, but so is it like a fin, like going up to the top of the stalk and then just the eye at the end of the stalk is open in your mind? Because in mine, it was like a balaclava that was normal and then like the whole stalk was out of the hole.
See, I think that's option one. And then option two is kind of
a two turtleneck situation going yes. all the way up the stalk and then just ending before it turns into eye.
That would actually, I think, really be bothersome for the crab to put on.
I agree.
Yeah.
And
it's sack with a dollar sign keeps getting shorter because it has to hold it in its nippers.
It has to pinch it.
Yeah. You have to do it so gently.
If I ever break into a run and have to hold onto this thing hard, guess what? I ain't holding onto it no more.
I ain't.
And I got no shoulders to throw this thing over.
No.
Let me tell you my problems.
Oh, we're going to have to get it a little cart. Don't look at me like that. We're going to have to get it a little cart.
Yeah, that would be nice. So have it dragging a little cart behind it.
Fuck. All right, here's the other thing.
Yeah.
How is the crab going to hold a gun?
Oh, I think right on top of it.
Okay.
Well, so wait, big hand, big claw holding the barrel of the gun and then little claw up there. But how would it, the little claw probably wouldn't reach the trigger.
All right. Okay. Hold on. Okay.
All right. What about?
Here.
Okay.
It needs to be two crabs.
Yes.
There needs to be two crabs because one of them is holding the, doorknob of the gun.
Oh my god. The handle.
It's not called a handle though.
The trigger or the stock?
Is it the stock?
It can't be the doorknob of the gun.
Is it the...
The knob? Are you picturing guns ending with like a perfect knob?
Well, how else do you open the man?
Right.
Twist the knob, open the man.
But, okay. Also, something we've got to consider. These things are moving sideways. So the crabs would have to be like...
Well, you enter the bank through the side door and then it's fine. And then you're facing forwards.
Yep.
The other crab comes on stage yep. right from the other side door. You're holding your gun. It's facing forward. The other crab yep. is just touching the trigger and they're both looking at you straight on.
And then we have a third crab. Yeah. And that one sidles up to the register and pushes over a note that it was supposed to say, don't be a hero.
Mm.
Money in the bag.
Yeah.
But they had to write it sideways. So it
it's
doesn't
an acrostic
really,
poem.
It doesn't really completely make sense. The teller's like, huh? And they twist their head.
Yeah.
Hither and thither.
Here's the thing.
I
like that you went with the crab writes sideways, but what I was thinking was, is Tom about to do a crab impression? It's saying like, it's meant to say empty the register, but it says.
Yeah, okay. Now, you promise you can write English and not crab, right? Yes.
All right, well, that's not promising.
Okay. Well,
maybe I should write it.
Why do you guys want the money also? Okay, well, that's... I forgot I can't understand you.
I need it for plastic scissors for when they wrap me up again.
We got to hire more crabs.
We want to grow our business.
That's so stupid.
Well, it's so funny you should ask because actually this is something that you can get in on as well. Have you ever thought I'm not being the best me that I can? Mm. Well, with a set of just 12 pills every day and a strict juice diet, you could be your best self in just 3 weeks.
Wow. That sounds good as hell. I would love crabs to take in an pills MLM. And smoothie. Yeah. Crabs in a That's why they call it that.
Yep.
Have you ever been like contacted by someone trying to get you into an MLM?
So funny you should ask that, Tom, because have I got the opportunity for you?
Oh, God. Okay. Someone got to her a while back. Because the closest I can think of is, remember when you were contacted for a mentor, like a program or an app that was launching that wanted you to be part of it, and it was like a mentorship program where people could pay to be mentored by you and get advice.
I believe
and it
that was
called like Wisdom.
Oh yeah, Wisdom. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think it was just Wisdom. I don't know why you had to say it like that.
I couldn't remember if it had a Z in it.
It's not a clever Dominic. It was just Wisdom.
Okay. Yeah.
That was for Big Soft Titty, not just me.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it was you. It was for Demi Lardner.
Yeah, but they were like, hello, Demi Lardner. We like to listen to your podcast, Big Soft Titty Podcast.
The least convincing thing that they do, always putting the podcast title in a completely different font to make sure it's so obvious that it's just auto-filled from scraped data.
Yeah. And I just really wanted to, like contact them back and be like, really, what about my podcast did you think would make me write for the Wisdom app?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd love to know.
I do have a lot of great advice. Do you have any advice on what I should focus on though? Well, it seems you're very versed in somewhere the AI just deconstructs as it gets 40 seconds into an episode.
Vomit starts spilling out of a disk drive somewhere. No, 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 no.
A monitor just filling with blood. Spilling out the sides. Fuck.
It's coughing.
Catastrophic server event. So, I don't know. I don't know. It shouldn't be able to get a nosebleed, but it's getting that. I don't know. It doesn't have a nose.
Where did it get that white handkerchief? Why is it stained with blood?
Uh-oh. That's my impression of anyone in a position of authority.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Well, hey, thank you so much for listening to BigSoftTitty.png. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. And you know what? I think you have.
Yeah, me too.
Great.
How could you not? How could you not?
How could you not? Genuinely,
how could you not?
Genuinely, what I was thinking of was like, I don't know how wood happens.
Wood, there's little bits of wood stuck together.
Right. But when a sapling turns from like
green,
it looks like
wood.
You can eat it.
Yeah.
Yeah. The green stuff looks like you can eat it. And then the bark
and
wood
doesn't
look like you can eat it.
No. So it starts off.
I'm bragging about how much I've learned this year.
But there's bits of wood, right? So what that makes me think is that like big bits of wood are just tiny little bits of wood and there's a natural glue in the tree that keeps those bits of wood together.
But the wood is like a... It's wood all the way through also.
Seems like it.
Right?
But is it?
It is, because if you chop down a tree, it's just all wood and then sap runs through the wood and there's capillary action...
Right, so how come the sap is gone when you make a table out of it?
I think they take it out.
They
hang it upside down.
They slit its throat up near the top and they hang the tree upside down.
Fuck.
Hey, did you milk that tree? Because I'm about to cut it down.
Yeah, we got to make sure that all the stuff is out of there.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Well, then how does the bark decide where it starts?
I don't know. And some trees, like a gum tree doesn't have, I guess it does have bark.
Yeah, it does have bark.
But the bark is the wood.
No, but there's bark on the outside sometimes and then there's a bit of bark underneath it.
Okay.
And then wood inside that.
Okay.
But when you cut into a tree, that makes more bark. It makes a tree scab, right? When you write like, yeah.
Because I know that one thing that people would do, like shitty people, shitty rich people would sometimes do this thing where they would like ring trees. So
what would they say to them?
They would say, I know how to hurt you. And then you would see it's like,
oh, ring. No. No, no. No, you're waving, scaring my wife.
Waving its limbs back
and
forth.
his wife is a bird.
Oh, yeah. Cute. But like I remember because
the children are horrific. It shouldn't have been allowed.
It's really fucked up. And honestly, watching them get it on is rancid.
Yeah. Talk about woodpecker.
Fuck.
Been inside for a while.
Shit. Yeah, we need to go for a walk every day.
So rich people
like
do
happens.
What to trees?
They do a thing where they like take, like they cut around the center of the tree. Like they cut like a ring around the center of the tree. Not enough to like cut it down or anything, but just enough to like damage all of the, basically I feel like they just cut its veins almost at the base of the tree so it doesn't grow anymore. And so it dies maybe?
But then they still have
like
a
tree? Yeah, the tree's there, but I think it maybe slowly dies or at least is like...
But why? What's the point?
So I think the point is for freak people who are like, my view is so important and they don't want to look at a tree.
But they're not allowed to cut down You're not allowed to just cut down trees, so they...
Yeah.
You don't know what you're talking about, do you?
I am half remembering something that my dad sent to me several years ago, maybe two decades, maybe three. Ringing trees.
My dad used to tell me that he was adamant that Steven Seagal trained CIA agents because he was so good an actor.
That is so fucking good. Ring barking kills trees. The portion above the ring bark dies if the tree does not recover from the wound. It also compromises the immunity of the tree and places it under stress. Yeah, so it kills the tree.
Wow.
They just, like, girdle it.
But apparently. Is that because it's illegal? But I'm just saying, why? Is that because it's illegal to hurt trees?
Yes, and also it's, like, very... It's easy. You can girdle a tree, kind of, or ring a tree... without getting too much attention. But cutting down a tree, you're fucked.
Yeah.
What were you going to... What?
Needed to tell you, over the years, Stephen has claimed that he helped train CIA operatives and did special favors for them. Brackets, his ex-wife says, not at all. He was never in the CIA.
Yeah. If you want to go on like a Steven Seagal deep dive sometime, I'm so down with that. The man is unhinged. And also a really genuinely bad person.
I see. Did he do really? He seems really bad. Under Siege was fun, though.
Yeah, Under Siege is fun, but he's like a bad person. He has not gone back to the US in a while.
Oh no. He currently lives in Moscow.
Yep.
Oh no.
Yeah, maybe one of those guys you don't actually want to find out that much about.
Well, Bruce Willis is 66 years old, so...
What are you doing?
Just looking at guys. I'm going on a guy trips.
You just Google crazy guy?
I'm just looking at guys.
Fucking hell. All right.
Who else do we want to know about? I know too much about Clint Eastwood. Who's another guy? Quick, guy, go. Guy. Quick, guy. Guy.
No, I don't want to know about Daniel Day-Lewis.
Charles Bronson.
Charles Bronson,
facts.
Oh, I also would like to know about Mark Wahlberg, actually.
No, you don't, trust me. He started smoking at age 9. Okay, I don't know what that much about Charles Bronson, thank you very much.
That's so early.
Yeah.
God damn.
He earned his first acting role by burping. Me too!
Really?
Yes!
Is that real? What acting role was it?
After serving in the army during World War II, he found himself in Atlantic City doing odd jobs. One acting troupe invited him to paint scenery for them. Bronson found he enjoyed performing more. His first film role in 1951's You're in the Navy Now was landed, he said, because he was the only actor who could burp on demand.
Hmm.
How much of a part could burping play?
Is he just like playing Burpy the Sailor or some shit?
It says his name's Burpson. His name was Burpson, and he was the one that they put a little jingly-jangly bell hat on, and he would run out of the cupboard and burp for them with his little penis hanging out. And then he'd slide back into the cupboard once he was too ashamed to continue dancing. Goodbye, Burpson.
Goodbye, Burpson.
That's what they'd say.
We'll see you soon. That's right.
Are you getting this whole impression just from The Simpsons?
Well, duh.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Thank you so much.
All right, Charles Bronson.
Charles.
Fucking hell. Oh, I have to get to work, but my car is broken. Wait, who's... Elon Musk.
Oh, don't get back to that power plant. Come and work for me at Tesla.
Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. It's the job of a lifetime. Oh, do you really think I'd be a fit for Tesla's work-life culture?
I think you would be an amazing fit for my company.
Hello, I'm Grimes.
Oh, my wife Grimes.
Hello, Elon.
Our baby is so silly.
Wow. I'm having the time of my life here at the Tesla company.
I have COVID-19.
Oh, thank you for having me, Elon. But I think the power plant needs me. Yes. We do.
Sir. I used to be black. In the old episodes.
Yeah, Homer. Remember?
Homer.
Lenny! Oh, Lenny, you're so sick!
Oh, my eye!
What's wrong with Lenny?
There's always something wrong with my eye!
Oh. Oh, we gotta end!
How do we end?
I don't know!
Oh, I sure hope that I get home. It's late at night. And who's that I see on the horizon?
Oh, it's me, Ivan Milat.
All right, well, your Lenny made me laugh a lot. that's going to be the end of the episode here, everybody. Thank you so much for listening to this week's Big Soft Titty.png. For some great work, for some incredible stuff, sign up over on the Patreon. We're doing some of our best work there behind the paywall. I hope you enjoy it.
What a thing to say.
Okay. Yeah, ending the podcast is, it's yours now. Go ahead and do it however you want.
And please go and follow and subscribe on our Twitch streams, twitch.tv/... A ghost.
Do better.
twitch.tv/TomWalker and twitch.tv/DemiLadner.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Thank you so much for listening. We'll catch you later.
Yeah, we certainly will.
Bye.
Bye.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.